This is the first time Abdullahi Yusuf stepped into the capital since he took office more than 2 years ago. Until now, he and other members of the transitional government, commonly known as the TFG, cited security concerns as being the main reason why the government chose to be based in Baidoa, rather than Mogadishu. But, says Somali Foreign Affairs Minister Esmail Mohamed Hurey, things are different at this time.
It's a very symbolic and very potent move. It symbolizes that a president of the TFG is moving into Mogadishu. There has been an absence of governance in Mogadishu for a long period, and I think that this signals the end of the absence of governance in Mogadishu.
Sources tell VOA the reason for Yusuf's visit to Mogadishu was to soothe tensions between the Hawiya and Darod clans, in part arising from the government's disarmament exercise. The historical rivalry between the two clans was exacerbated in recent months, with the Hawiya clan said to support the Islamic Courts Union and the Darod clan said to back the transitional government. Foreign Minister Hurey denies that the president is there primarily to ease clan tensions.
The purpose of this is to make clear to everybody that the TFG has got every intention of moving into the capital.
Until about 2 weeks ago, the capital was controlled by militiamen from the Islamic Courts Union, which rose to power in the middle of last year and took control over much of southern Somalia. During 2 weeks of air raids and combat fighting at the end of December, the Islamists abandoned areas they held as Ethiopian-backed government troops advanced. Now, the government and officials from the International Contact Group on Somalia, among others, are looking for ways to move forward, including holding reconciliation talks with a cross-section of Somalis, sending in a peacekeeping force, reducing the number of guns, and developing the country. But the capital is still volatile. There were reports of gunmen firing on Ethiopian forces Sunday, following anti-Ethiopian protests in which 2 people died. Kathy Meitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。